Readily identifying a model will mean the public, particularly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, will have a greater opportunity to know what they are endorsing and what I call the debate proper can begin. This clarity will also maximise the opportunity to build on the existing momentum behind the campaign that is necessary. This may also mean considering a revised timeframe for the referendum itself. Taking into account the work that has already been done and the work still to do, it is my belief that a more realistic timetable that avoids the election issue but allows maximum support to be gathered around this by the public is the end of 2015.